the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 191. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting here with my tag team partner, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. I ain't win the Powerball, bitches.
Hey, man, nobody win, right?
Three people win.
Yeah, allegedly. I need to see the names. I need the receipts.
Three tickets were sold. That's all that matters. One in Florida, one in California, and one in Tennessee, man.
I need the receipts.
Hey, the machine knows when the winning numbers were sold. It was sold. One was sold at a Publix. A Publix where shopping is a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So, it was three tickets. Apparently, it was three. One in California, one in Florida, and the other one was in Tennessee?
Yep.
Man, I need to see the receipts.
And the receipts, man. That shit was $1.58 billion.
But it was more than three. So it was like three hit all of the numbers in the Powerball. But then there was like another seven or something that hit five numbers or some shit.
Yeah, that shit don't count. That's just $1 million. I mean, that's just $1 million. Right. But I mean, you know. Yeah, the big take-home prize, man. Three fucking lucky motherfuckers. Their life gonna be different. Hopefully, they don't Marie Holmes out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know,
she's on here too. We talked about her too.
I mean, I know she feel bad. Like, she's like, I only won $188 million. Like, these niggas won $1.58 billion after taxes. You're looking at about $900 million. You know, if you get the cash option, you're looking at about $900 million. Then you pay your 27% or 28% taxes on that. So you do the math. We'll say it's about 600. So you come home about $600 million if you won it all by yourself. But now you're splitting it three ways. So you know.
Yeah. So I don't know how that works. Like, well, you're splitting it more than three ways because you got the other people who won the million. So. That's another.
No, don't split that. The top prize is you not splitting the five out of six. That's $1 million getting paid because you know one out of every $3 go to the pot. So yeah, so if you won the top prize, you get that the big money. Then you know everybody else got their five out of six, three out of four, whatever. You know that's not included.
Oh, they're not getting that top. They're not getting none of the top money. Okay.
Nah.
What would you do if you won right now? First thing you buying. I know I asked this before, but you know, some people come and listen late.
I'm buying the Jaguars. Not a Jaguar. I'm buying the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And do what with them?
Just be my team. What do you mean?
You're not going to move them? What are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to move them. I'm going to make them into a champion.
That shit ain't going to work.
I'm going to have a 420 smoking lounge. And you know what I'm saying? This shit going to be nice. It's going to be the first. Wait, like, yo, man.
That it's I'm not for, even like, legal there yet.
Hey, I'm pushing for weed legalized weed, and I mean, it's gonna be crazy. Man, I'm having butt naked strippers, man. This shit gonna be nuts
at the football game,
at the game, man.
So no kids allowed.
Just on the club level, like it ain't gonna be. You know, I know football is a kid game. I don't want little kids seeing, you know, ass and titties. But the ones that want to see it, you're gonna be able to see it in the new stadium. Because I'm about the stadium too. I'm gonna say, yo, I want the team and the stadium.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Like they don't even own that stadium.
No, the county does. It's like Jacksonville. Yeah, the way Everbank is what it's called now, Everbank. But I think the county owns it or something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
The city owns it, and he's paid like $50 or $60 million on upgrades. I don't understand, man.
I'm from the city. I'm like, yo, this is my stadium now. I sleep in that motherfucker.
Right. Like, I don't understand that situation. But get back on the lottery tip. You mentioned Marie Holmes.
Yeah.
She's in the news again.
Allegedly.
This ain't really a legend. She's
tell
in the
me,
news.
Tell me Buddy didn't get bailed out again. Please tell me he didn't get arrested again.
He didn't get arrested again, but he got a little side chick. I don't know how you have a side chick when your girl's a millionaire.
I don't understand that. Like, okay, I found out that he is the father of her youngest kid, but how can you, if my main chick is worth $1 million, I don't need no side chicks. Like, I'm definitely not, like, you know, I mean, I might fuck something else, but it ain't gonna be like, yo, you gonna know what it is. Like, I'm gonna give you $200. Like, yo, I paid for this pussy. Like, it ain't gonna be none of that, you know, nah. Oh my God.
I don't really understand how that works, but yeah, buddy apparently has a side chick. And some shit went down, and the side chick decided to do what regular side chicks do. Air them out on social media. She records a video.
Can I say something?
Talk her shit.
Can I say something?
Please do.
Why would you mess up why would you mess that up? Like, now it's no more money. Like, I'm not fucking with you no more. Like, so now I'm not taking care of you no more. So, you know, like, the little $1,000 I was giving you every once in a while, it's gone now. So you fucked it up trying to, you know what I'm saying? What, like, you was getting you know what I'm saying? All you had to do was suck my dick every once in a while and you was getting money. But now you want to go run the world and make my girl look bad? You're not going to do that. So now you fucked up.
Yeah, apparently somebody said they was going to whoop her ass or something. Her ego got bruised somehow. And she decided to post a video saying that Marie Holmes is paying people not to mess with her man, and you know, Marie Holmes is begging people not to mess with her man, and Marie Holmes is asking other chicks to be with them. It's not looking good, and apparently Hot Sauce is taking some of Marie Holmes' money and paying the chicks just like you said.
This poor Marie, man. I just can't wait for her money to run out, man. I hate to say it, but I can't wait for her money to run out, man. I mean, it is just because she keep making. She gonna be on that show like the lottery ruined my life. Like, she's gonna be on that show because that's the worst thing that can happen to her. She might as well just go on back to McDonald's, work her little shift, and just, you know what I'm saying, just and be like, fuck the money, man. Just god damn.
That's part of the reason she's in the news. The other part is that she has a criminal summons against her. Because she threatened to whoop, I guess it was the side chick's butt. So after the side chick decided to get tough, I guess she decided to call the cops too. And now Marie Holmes may be facing charges for a threat.
Oh, that's nothing.
I'd imagine it's nothing.
Yeah, a threat? I ain't put my hands on you. I can say I'm just playing.
Well, not only that, how is that? Like, if that's the case, there should be a lot of people with criminal summons.
Exactly.
We threaten people on every show.
Exactly. So I ain't got one yet.
I ain't got one yet either, man. There's 191 episodes. Speaking
of shows real quick, man. Hey, man. Pro Nation, man. Be Easy trying to pay us in Bitcoin. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this shit. So if anybody know what to do with the Bitcoin, let me know. Because Be Easy on his little technology shit trying to pay us in Bitcoin. They don't take Bitcoin at Walmart. So I don't know what the fuck we're going to do with this money. So, all right.
If I'm getting any money from Be Easy, I'm just taking it. I don't really know if it's usable at all. Hopefully, it's not a check, but
it's Bitcoin, though.
Hey, I just take it, man. It's better than no coin, I imagine. God. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this for 8 years.
Yes. But anyway, getting back to Marie Holmes, like, you got $1 million. Millions of dollars.
Millions.
Paying a nigga to whoop your ass. Like, I'm not even gonna tell you. I'm just gonna pay like a midget to whoop your ass. Like, you ain't gonna never know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? Midget gonna come there and whoop your motherfucking ass. You're gonna be like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't threaten niggas in the open. You just like, I got money. I can pay niggas to get you off you right now. Like, make you disappear. Like, that's what I said. She just needs to move. Because Charlotte is not big enough. Move to Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? I mean, God damn.
It's just, you know, we've been seeing all the reports, you know, social media's been popping. Everybody talking about what they're going to do with the millions and billions if they won the lotto.
You would have done something right. Okay, we know you would have bought a house and just a house made of shoes, and you would have had, like, you know, shoes in every room, and you just would have had every shoe ever made, and even the Benjamin Banneker shoes. You would have had all of them shit, right?
Probably.
Nigga had the Frederick Douglass fucking sandals. You would have had everything. It's all right. Just with him, the man. He would have had some fucking wooden Danish shoes like they be
with a Nike swoosh on the side.
Yeah, with a Nike swoosh on the side.
You know, Rare Run just did that. Like, they went to Switzerland or some shit, and he got those little wooden shoes, and he got the Adidas logo on the side. Mm. I was like, that's corny as fuck. But
that's what they're called, clogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was thinking about this the other day for some random reason, because I don't play lotto. I didn't buy a ticket. I don't know why I was thinking about this, but had I won, I would have at least funded 10 black businesses.
You would have kept the Rams in St. Louis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but that's if I could afford it. I mean, Kroenke came up with $1.85 billion to move him.
Oh, yeah.
The lotto was only 1.58, so yeah. I can't even buy him out.
If you gave up all your money, they probably would have thought about it. It was, this man is willing. This fan is willing to give up all his money to keep the Rams in St. Louis. So, but I heard y'all might be getting the Raiders, though, man. So, you know.
I don't know what's, like, we jumping all around the place. I don't know what's going on with that. I keep hearing San Antonio for the Raiders. So as it stands right now, the Raiders, and we'll get into this later with Sports Talk, the Raiders don't have a lease in California. They have no place to play next season.
They're homeless.
They're homeless. Flat out homeless.
Raiders for real. They're Raiders for real.
So there's talk of them moving to San Antonio. I don't know if that's for a season or what that is, but they're not, they can't relocate. So if they were to play in San Antonio, they'd still be the Oakland Raiders while they play in San Antonio, kind of like the Oklahoma City Thunder. The way they were the Sonics in Oklahoma. Or New Orleans, yeah. Yeah, that whole situation was odd. So I don't know what they're doing with that shit. But yeah, I would have at least funded 5 to 10 black businesses.
None of them named Starberry, but hey.
Why do you keep doing the Starberry? Starberry.
All right, shoe head, a sneaker head, and you don't have any Starberries.
There's a reason for that. They're terrible.
Oh, man. Come on. They're black business, though, so all right. Of course you're going to put the black man down on this nationally syndicated show. Of course you're going to put the black man down. So
I will buy the Kevin Harts.
Because they're made by?
The Nikes.
Oh, okay.
So black chances business, are that they actually put some technology behind it instead of Starberry just like, yeah, let me get the cheapest materials I can and put these shoes that blow out on the side as soon as you step in them.
They're made in the same factory as Jordans.
A lot of shit's made in the same factory as Jordans. That don't mean it's the same quality. Your polo shirt come from the same place that the Walmart polos come from.
I doubt it.
One you buying?
I get my polos from the polo outlet, so sorry.
What's his name?
Ralph Lauren.
You get it from that dude that steal from the polo outlet.
I buy my polo shirts. I gotta get a receipt with them. Cause I can buy the little fake polo shirts, but when you wash them one or two times, they start coming up in the middle or some shit like that. They I can't do that. I mean, they're good for one wear, but you know, not for me to be, you know, continuously wearing them.
Like
I think I'll start dry cleaning my polo shirts.
Them old merry-go-round shirts and rainbow shirts and shit. All them stores, them little side DJs. They had that weird ink. You watch them one time and your shit done ran all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy. Them was the days. Back on topic. I guess we kind of went into the sports talk. So yeah, I guess we should just continue with that.
Might as well.
My early loser this week is St. Louis. The Rams are gone. Y'all have heard the news by now.
Again, they're gone again.
Second time in my lifetime we've lost a football team.
I don't understand that, man. Like that's weird, bro.
None of the reasoning makes sense. Like I don't know of many teams outside of maybe the Redskins that when you're losing, you're still selling out the stadium. So the attendance thing, like, seems like the fickle excuse to use for anybody. The Rams were fucking losing, and not only were they losing, the product on the field was bad. Like we talked about this last show. They haven't had a winning season or 500 seasons since like 2005, 2006.
So we can blame Sam Bradford for them leaving?
No, we can blame the owner for picking Sam Bradford, which also helped us leave. Like, Sam Bradford gets people fired.
Yes.
He got the Rams moved. He got Chip Kelly fired. Like, Bradford's horrible. He's a horrible person. He's also my loser this week. But the Rams are going back to L.A. The Chargers are now joining the Rams in L.A. In Inglewood, in this $1.58 billion stadium or something crazy.
It's not even built yet. So what are they going to do next year when they have to play? They don't have a stadium yet. So where are they going to play it?
I heard maybe we're at USC Trojan Stadium. You know, kind of like how when Phoenix, when their stadium was being built, they played at ASU.
Oh, okay.
So I guess they're going to do the same thing. But I don't know how you're going to do that for three seasons and two teams.
You're going to have to ask somebody, I heard them saying they were going to ask their old cities, could they actually play there? I'm like, man, fuck y'all niggas, man.
Gotta go. You gotta go.
Like, the Rams come back, like, St. Louis, I mean, our stadium not ready. Can we play here? Fuck no. Get the fuck on.
That situation, so even more fucked up, is that the stadium in St. Louis is still being paid for by the taxpayers.
Wow.
So you got no team.
They're going to get another team, man.
I don't know. The mayor's sour. The mayor sounds like a broke up girlfriend right now. He's not having it. He don't want anything else to do with NFL.
they can support another team, man.
We did for 25 years.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, saying the infrastructure's there, man. Y'all gonna get another team, man. Don't feel bad, sorry,
man. Hey, man, it's I haven't decided what I'm gonna do about the fandom though.
I always wonder, like, when your team leave, do you leave with them?
Yeah, the fandom is a little, because we got 20, like I said, we got 20, 25 years of rooting for these cats, man. Like, I don't know what to do at this point. It's a little too early. I can't
Eric
decide.
Dickerson should be on your loser list. He's talking finally back home or something like that.
Who said that?
Eric Dickerson. When the news came that they was going to LA, he was like, finally going back home or something like that. I was like, really, nigga?
Yeah,
Eric Dickerson. Take his fucking number down, man.
You know, that's, I'm not concerned with Eric Dickerson. I mean, I refuse to discuss him right now. He's not important. Right now, I just got to figure out what I'm doing with my team. What am I doing for
Jaguars? Jaguars got room on the bandwagon. You want to jump on them, man?
I don't think that's possible. No, thank you.
Why not?
No. If I do change, I'm looking at the Ravens.
Redskins?
Absolutely not. Looking at the Texans.
Cowboys?
Absolutely not.
Damn.
And I want to say the Steelers, but I can't see myself rooting for the Steelers when Roethlisberger is the quarterback.
What's wrong with Roethlisberger?
He's a rapist.
Accused.
Several times. Like, if Bill Cosby's a rapist, Roethlisberger's a rapist.
Look, Roethlisberger never drugged nobody.
Did he? Or didn't he? I don't know. We got footage of him raping, like,
drugged in the bathroom. He was fucking the shit out of him, but he ain't drugged with no
drug. I don't know. I think that having somebody guard the bathroom while you're in the bathroom is almost the same.
That's most of the time what people do when they fucking in the bathroom. They have somebody watch the door. You know what I'm saying?
They're not 6'7", 300-pound dudes.
First of all, if I'm in a small town in the middle of nowhere and I'm Ben Roethlisberger and I'm fucking some girl in the bathroom, of course I'm going to have somebody watching. I don't want nobody walking in and pulling out their camera phone or, you know what I'm saying, you know, snapping up pictures of me and here. You know, Ben Roethlisberger.
That's how I know you're even more disgusting, because you're Ben Roethlisberger. Take it to the hotel. Take it somewhere. Why are you fucking in the club bathroom?
And there is no hotels in this town, man.
Impossible.
I wish I could take you to Milledgeville, Georgia, man, so you can see it's nothing in Milledgeville, dog.
There might not be any hotels, but there's got to be a motel.
No, bro. Listen, it's nothing in Milledgeville, bro.
I need to see proof.
Dorm rooms only. That's at, like, Georgia Military College or something like that. That's the only thing. He probably could take it to the dorm room because it's a military school. You know what I'm saying?
Take it to the car.
That's even more rapey.
You're raping anyway.
I'm 6'7". I need to stand up and hit that thing.
I don't know. This discussion is going to be terrible. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. But we also had the NFL playoffs happen. Did you watch the playoffs?
I did,
man. I noticed usually your season when you peek out.
I did watch it, man. And you know, the first game put me to sleep. The Chiefs versus the Texans. That shit was horrible. But then the next game, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Steelers game was fucking out of control. That was one of those. That was like a WWE bunkhouse stampede. Like, the refs had no control of the game. Niggas were wilding. Like, yo, this shit was nuts. Like, these two teams, like, hated each other. Like, they hated each other. And you could tell. Like, that's why I'm against having divisional teams play each other in the playoffs. Like, that shit is fucking horrible. Like, I don't want to see that shit. Like, that shit was like, Man, I felt bad. Like, the announcers were like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. Like, this shit was nuts.
Shit was bad, man. A lot of late hits, a lot of extra hard hits.
Extra everything.
This
Coach
shit was on
fighting
hand.
For niggas, Joey Porter running on the field, niggas getting knocked out, helmet to helmet hits. Like, this shit was nuts.
Okay, now wait a minute. How long has Joey Porter been a coach?
I mean, he was just in the league. It seemed like, man, week 9. But I was just like, the fuck?
Yeah, like, that threw me. But if you have Joey Porter and he's a coach, you gotta know he's gonna run on the field at some point.
Yes!
He's Joey fucking Porter.
He's not like he's Kevin Green. Like, Kevin Green got all the NFL out of the system now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Porter was just playing a couple years ago.
Right. Like, not only that, you've seen Joey Porter. Like, Green was an asshole on the field. But that was it. Porter is a savage. He's a savage in interviews. He was a savage pregame, postgame. Like, you let him out there. I was like, oh, how long? Number one, how long has he been a coach? And number two, is this the first time he's been on the field? That's what I want to know as a coach.
Like you said, coaches are allowed on the field. The head coach and the trainers are the only ones allowed on the field during an injury. Like, he was out there on the field, like, what was he doing? Like, I was just
talking shit.
Talking
he said he was
shit.
Talking shit.
And you know Pac-Man, Pac-Man been on his best behavior for a while, and I hated to see it was him, and I was like, God damn it, Pac-Man, yeah. You just cleaned your fucking name up, man. You was, oh man.
It's like, what, 6 or 7 seasons under the radar? We heard nothing bad about Pac-Man. Like, I was like, wow, I almost forgot he was on the team.
Exactly, he's been a good citizen. It wasn't like, you know, back in the days when Pac-Man was on the news every 5 seconds. Like, Pac-Man did this, Pac-Man did this. And then he even changed his name to Adam Jones. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to kill the Pac-Man image, and then Pac-Man reared his ugly head last week, man.
He regressed like 6 or 7 years.
Yes, like, he went back to his ATL days, man. I was like, fuck, man, not Pac-Man.
Had
I
mean, a bad game, cut the Snapchat. Man. Like, everything went bad.
Some Instagram cussing, man. Fuck. And I'm just like, nigga. Like, oh, my God.
He lost it all at once. You did. Yep. You kind of talked about this game, and this is really all that needs to be said about this game. The Chiefs-Texans, 30-0.
Yes.
30-0, bruh.
Alleged playoff game.
That was horrible.
I would rather see the Jaguars play right there.
You had J.J. Watt taking snaps.
Did you see when he tried to do the fucking Wildcat? That motherfucker, like, J.J. Watt, you supposed to be this super athlete. Again, he's gay. He didn't run with no steam. Like, it was like he thought they was just going to let him in the end zone. Like, no, bitch, you supposed to run hard through that hole. No, you didn't.
Not only that, man. The announcers are my losers this week, too. Look. J.J. Watt has been in the league, what, 4 seasons now? 5 seasons?
Yeah, something like that.
Don't bring up him playing high school quarterback. No one cares.
Exactly.
It's not like relevant. It's not relevant. It's not going to come into play. Just stop it. Stop trying to be extra deep. We got a 6'7", 280-pound monster about to take a snap and try to run the ball. That's the story. We don't need to hear about him being a quarterback at some point or some kind of high school track athlete. No one cares. And it also didn't work.
Yep. DeAndre Hopkins was like pissed off at the quarterback. He was just like, yo, take this motherfucker out. He said that like the camera caught him saying this shit. He was like, take this motherfucker out. Because like, what's the quarterback name?
Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer. Yes. Oh my God.
Hoyer should have been gone.
3 interceptions. Yeah, 4 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, he like, should have been gone. And then he came back and threw another one. So it was like 4 interceptions and a fumble.
Yeah. It was like, for the game, you end up with 5 turnovers. Like, man, you just, oh my God.
You gotta take him out.
And it's home game.
Yeah. Wheaton should have been in there. Like, I understand it's Wheaton.
Wheaton is, the coach didn't even want to go to him. Coach is like, yo, I have no other option but him. I'm not going to him.
That's terrible. Because Wheaton, hey, say what you want about Wheaton, but in relief, Wheaton is a closer. When he came in for the Cowboys, he came in and threw 2 touchdowns. When he came in for, the fucking Texans, he came in through 3 touchdowns his first time. So you should have just changed it up for the player's sake. It's a playoff game. And at that point, the game wasn't far gone. They were still only down like 13-0 or 15-0 at the half. You had a shot. But after that, it just went bad. We also had the Seahawks versus the Vikings in the Ice Bowl 2016, I guess is what they want to call it.
The Cold Bowl, yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. The kicker is feeling terrible.
Look, he scored all the points. How's he feeling terrible?
Because he missed the one that counted.
Yeah.
He's feeling bad. I don't fault him. I mean, you know, you kick 4 times in a playoff game, and it's still on my shoulders. It's not my fault. Yep. Y'all can't score 1 touchdown?
One. That's all we needed was one.
We needed one.
Another thing, man. I hate football that's in them temperatures like that. That shit was horrible. Horrible.
If like, it's cold, can we have snow?
I don't like snow games either. Like it looked cool for like 5 minutes, but then you look at it like, yo, there's some shitty football being played out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers slipping, like everybody's slow. Like that game a couple years ago, and it was the Lions and the Eagles, and it was just like a fucking blizzard.
Okay, that game was bad. That was like 4 feet of snow.
Yeah, it's like, this is horrible.
Like, all stadiums should be domed.
Yes, like, especially like Minnesota, that's their best home field advantage. No, they play like shit too. Like, I mean, like, it's not like they was better in the cold than the other team. I mean, the wind was so bad. Russell Wilson threw a ball. Like, they could have beat, like, who was it? It was Doug Baldwin or something. And the wind caught the ball and just went straight up in the air. And I was like, man, I don't want to see no -4 football, whatever it was. I don't want to see that shit.
Nah, that shit wasn't good, man.
At all.
I hate how they try and give you the analysis and, you know, the cold weather. This Seattle, bruh. Like, we're not talking about Minnesota versus the Jags. It's Seattle. They get their fair share of snow and rain and cold. Like, it's not an advantage, is what I'm trying to say. But your boy AP fumbled.
Yeah, again.
Hey, man, somebody on my timeline on Facebook tried to say that AP is the greatest running back of our generation. I like he's got a few fumbles. Just saying.
Look, how old is this person? His generation, like that, you know, is he my age or is he your age?
He's my age. You know? He's my age.
You know, nah, he can't be of that generation. No,
yeah, it's impossible. Like AP put up the yardage, but he doesn't do anything else. He doesn't
catch. I see too many seasons end with him fumbling the ball.
He fumbles. He doesn't catch. He doesn't block. Like he's one dimensional.
Yeah.
So
great running back. Don't get me wrong.
Great running back, but just let's not Steph Curry him yet.
Yeah.
Let's not Steph Curry him yet. I'm just saying. So Seahawks won. They advanced. They'll be playing again next week.
Luckiest team in history, man. See, I was sitting there before the kick. I said, well, they're gonna get this field goal, and the Seahawks gonna get the ball back and go down there and score. I said, cause they lucky like that. Then the motherfucker missed the field goal.
Missed the field goal. Laces out. He kicked one with laces in anyway. Like one of his three field goals, laces in.
People can't make that excuse like, oh, the laces were. But he kicked one with the laces in and then drilled that bitch from like 40. So I don't want to hear that shit.
Nah, it just didn't happen. And then you had the Packers and the Redskins. Close game to like the third quarter. And that's when things fell apart.
Kirk Cousins turned into Kirk Cousins.
the universe righted itself.
Yes.
And the Deadskins proved who we are. They are who we thought they were. The final score is 35-18. I don't really care about
it. Aaron Rodgers woke up. Like Aaron Rodgers was like, hold on. Play the rest. Yeah. Let me wake up here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
let me figure it out and actually get some points on the board. So, you know.
Redskins wandered a lot. Like, they should have got more points instead of them little. What, they had like 11 points or some bullshit like that?
It was bad. It was 35-18 was the final score.
Yeah. They was up like 11 to nothing.
They started off on fire. It was like 9-0 at first because of safety and a touchdown. I was like, oh, shit. And then it all went bad. I don't know what else to say. It went bad. They stopped playing defense. The Packers found holes, and Cousins became mortal.
Yeah,
that's the end of it.
They fucking put Randall Cobb at running back, and it was like, fuck it. I mean, they tried everything. That's what a coach supposed to do in the playoffs. Like, your season could be over, so you don't hold nothing back. You know what I'm saying? And so they put Randall Cobb at running back. He was actually told the pill a little bit.
That's what it's the playoffs, man. You should be putting linemen at running back if it comes down to it. It's 10-9. I got to put a lineman at running back.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? AP's fumbling? Okay, fine.
J.J. Wattish or nothing like that. But
you ain't got to do the J.J. Watt Wildcat. Like, that was a little bit ridiculous. But
I was just like, come on, the Wildcat? Like, everybody know the Wildcat is gimmicky, but you going to put a defensive end right there? Like, okay, we're going to stop him. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I can see if J.J. Watt was a freakishly fast athlete. Now, he's quick off the line, but standing straight up, nah, we're going to eat that shit up.
Like, absolutely. I mean, and he has no vision.
Like he didn't see the hole. Like, I was like, what is he doing?
He ran to the 22 players. He's like, fuck it, this is where I'm supposed to go. Like, huh?
That's like some shit on Madden. Like, that's so stunt. You playing somebody. Like, I can't believe you did that.
It's like Madden 06 when you can put anybody anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can put Michael Vick at wide receiver and running back. Now, you know, it was all bad. So now, this weekend's playoff game, we got the Chiefs and the Pats.
Mm.
We got the Packers and the Cardinals.
Mm.
We got the Seahawks and the Panthers.
Scary game right there for all you Panther fans out there. I wouldn't want to play Seahawks in the first game of the playoffs. Sorry.
I wouldn't either. And then you got the Steelers and the Broncos. It's, most of these games will be good. I think the Chiefs-Patriots game is trash. I think the Patriots
are going to be trash.
I think the Patriots are going to blow them the fuck out.
Without Gronk?
Yeah.
Without Edelman?
Yep.
Without Amendola?
Yep.
You got a lot of faith in Tom Brady. I mean, you got my faith in Tom Brady.
Hey, I'm just saying, it's the playoffs, it's the Patriots, and the Chiefs didn't look that good last week.
They scored 30 points.
The Texans look like shit. The Chiefs just happened to win.
Maybe the Chiefs made them look like shit. I mean, they started off the game with a damn 200-yard damn kickoff return, man.
That was the offensive play of the game. The rest of the game was not that good. Like you just said, it was a snore fest. The Chiefs didn't look sharp. So unless they're going to tighten up some shit, I think the Patriots are going to blow them out. The game I'm looking to watch is the Seahawks-Panthers game.
That's going to be a good game. Big brother versus little brother, man. I don't know if little brother can pull it off, man. But, it's going to be a good game. Sunday.
So we got, I'm picking Patriots. I'm picking the Panthers.
Mm.
I'm picking the Steelers.
How you going to pick the Steelers without Ben and Antonio?
Because it's Manning and it's playoffs.
But it's no Ben. Like, no Ben. Like,
but it's if Manning. If Ben
Roethlisberger was playing and he was hurt, I would go with the Steelers. Because, you know, Ben is better when he's hurt than when he's healthy. And I think Denver can pull that one off.
I think Peyton Manning in the playoffs, man, is, I think that was a bad move. And it's going to be regular Peyton. It's going to be regular Peyton. And then I'm picking the Packers because fuck the Cardinals. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Packers. I'm going to go with the Broncos. Go with the Patriots. And I'm going to go with the Hawks.
We'll see what happens. We'll be talking about this shit again next week. The only other sports topic that I had on the schedule to even talk about is the list. You've heard about the list, right? Steph Curry, top 10 point guard of all time.
Wow. Does he even play point guard?
Well, not top 10 point guard. I'm sorry. Top 10 guards.
Oh.
Magic is mad because they put him above Isaiah.
They put who above Isaiah?
Curry.
That should not happen. That's bullshit.
I totally agree. That's what his argument was. Magic was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're not gonna do that. Magic even cursed. This is some bullshit. You're not gonna put him above Isaiah. So they had, of course, MJ number one. That's how it's gonna happen. Kobe's number two.
I can see that.
Jerry West always rears his head in these fucking lists. I can't.
Jerry West, I don't understand how somebody that is a proverbial loser can always, you know, like, yes, he's, how'd he even become the logo? Like, the motherfucker's 1-8 in the finals. Like, he only won one final.
I don't know, but they put him in there. I guess it's that 27 points a game was hard to beat.
Yeah, I guess back in the days that was very impressive, 27 points. You had motherfuckers like Will averaging 50 for the season.
27, 6 assists, 2 steals. Yeah, like, I don't get it. I didn't watch it play, so I can't speak to that. Dwayne Wade, number 4. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Honorable mention. Clyde Drexler's number 5. This is the ESPN list. Allen Iverson's number 6.
Oh, the answer.
George Gervin, number 7.
Guard? I thought he was a small forward.
This is the list on ESPN, bro. Ray Allen, number 8. Reggie Miller, number 9. And then Earl Monroe on this list on ESPN is number 10. Those are the top 10 that they have outside of your boy. The others, the one that was showing on the TV show on ESPN Around the Horn and all this shit, had Steph Curry ranked up at number, I think it was number 3.
Of all time.
Of all time. Now, Steph Curry's had, what, 3 seasons?
4, we'll say 4.
So, let me see if this is the list that they have.
It might be 5. It might be 5. Like, I don't know. He's got about 26.
This is the list that Magic was talking about. Of course, Magic is number 1 on this list. So, of course, this is when he chimed the fuck in. You got Oscar Robertson at number 2.
Oh, this is the point guard list right here.
Is this the point guard list? It doesn't say on this one. It just says guards.
Gotta be point guards.
Gotta be point guards. I guess so. If Magic's not number 1, so yeah. And then you got John Stockton, number 3. Steph Curry is number 4 on the point guard list. Wow. Isaiah Thomas is number 5. You got Chris Paul at number 6. This is getting a little weak. Steve Nash at number 7. Kidd at 8. Walt Frazier at 9. And then Bob Cousy at 10. So, out of this whole list, the only thing Magic cared about was A. There's no way Curry is above Isaiah Thomas.
No, this is his boo.
Right, that's his boyfriend. So, if I remember right, Curry, like you said, we've only had 3 or 4 seasons. There's no way you're going above Isaiah Thomas. This is a 12-time fucking All-Star. 2 championships. I'm just saying. And you played during arguably one of the toughest eras in basketball. So, I don't know. But that's the list. What do you think about that? Where do you put Curry?
Ah, man, he's not even top 10. I mean, you know.
Whoa! He's like, not. Wait. So, are we talking about point guard or guards?
Guard, point guard?
Neither one. He's not even top 10.
Air. I mean, what else can I break it down for you, man? Not top 10. No. Great scorer, but I mean, I just can't play him at point. Point guards to me is somebody that controls the tempo, distributes the ball. You know what I'm saying? Is like a floor general. All he wants to do is shoot. And, you know, nothing wrong with that. But I can't respect that as my top point guard. Like, when I think of point guards, I think of Magic, Isaiah, Stockton, Kidd. Who else, man?
Chris Paul?
Excuse me?
Chris Paul?
Rod Strickland.
Rod Strickland, holy shit.
Steve Smith, you know what I'm saying? Them point guards, man. No Jason Blaylock, Kidd. You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
No Jason Kidd?
Jason Kidd, I said him, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, I think that, you know.
Rondo, like, come on, man.
Okay, Rondo's not making my top 10. But
Rondo, come on, man. Rondo, man, he's a triple threat. That's what you want, man. He plays defense, he rebounds, he gets assists. Like, he don't give a fuck about scoring. Not that he's great at it, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's a point guard for you, man.
Yeah, but he's going to get a technical at least 5 games of the season. He's going to sit out and miss at least 5 or 6 games. That'll be crucial games.
That's the new Rondo. That, you know, I mean, the Boston Rondo, come on, man. He was great. I don't even know where Rondo play at now. I really don't know.
I don't know anymore. I thought it was Dallas, but
I think it's Sacramento now.
Yeah, like he played in Dallas last season, got picked up by Sacramento. I don't know what's going on.
They deactivated him in Dallas. They were just like, no.
They said, fuck it.
Yeah.
They weren't even finished with the season. They just said, fuck it. Nope. He's just here. So yeah, it's interesting to see. You know, I'm a sucker for a list. I like to get the list up and see what's going on. But I think that we, in sports, we tend to be real quick to pull the trigger on calling somebody. Kind of like hip-hop. We're real quick to call somebody the best at whatever the fuck time it is. And it's okay to be the best now, but let's not put your greatness up there. Let's not, you know, let's stop putting Kendrick into the Rap Hall of Fame already. It's 2 albums. Calm down. Every time he comes out with a single now, it's the greatest shit ever to hit.
Happen fans to him. Argue down, say he's actually 4 albums in, but you know.
So we got the first official release. The other one was a mixtape and 2 albums. I don't know. Whatever, man. It's just, we got to slow down, man. Speaking of which, you were talking about your boy J. Cole.
Cole.
I didn't get to watch it because I was out of town. How did the concert, how was that?
I mean, it was J. Cole rapping on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole not going to bust no dance moves for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, BZ was arguing something. He's not the greatest performer. I was like, what you want him to do? Like, the Nae Nae or something? I was like, the man. I mean, for BZ to say that and to be a Jay-Z fan, like, Jay-Z does the same. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shots
he's sitting there rapping at the show. Like, that's all you're going to get from a lyricist. You're not going to get no fireworks. You're not going to get nobody. You know what I'm saying? But he brought people to tears. You know, like, it was a good moment for Fayetteville, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? The little thing was good. They showed a little back. You know, little people. You know, J. Cole around his old town. And, you know, people like, yo, he's giving us hope. And this, this, and that. I mean, it was a good concert. I mean, HBO did a good job on it. I mean, you know, I was impressed. Not impressed, but I liked it. I watched it the night it came on.
Cause something else was on when it was on, like the playoffs. The
playoff game. So I had the playoffs on mute, and I was listening to the J. Cole thing.
That's a fan right there, bro. That's a fan right there. I'm impressed.
My number one rapper right now.
Number one rapper.
Yes.
Where are you putting Killer Mike? Has Killer Mike moved up on your list at all?
Killer Mike is one of my most respected rappers.
But as far as the actual music.
Oh, I like his music, but I mean, I can't put him in there. I mean, he's just not as marketable as the rest of the guys that's on the list. Like, you know, like, but Killer Mike is definitely there. I mean, you know, cool dude, man.
Killer Mike's a bad boy, man.
I can never say nothing bad about Mike Render from Adamsville.
You had to go all the way back to the government?
Yes.
On this list also, you know, we kind of jumping around, so, you know, y'all have to excuse us. We're going over all the shit that's going on right now. We're talking about hip-hop, so I want to bring this up real quick. RZA is the latest victim of the respectability politics. RZA says, and this is RZA of the mighty, mighty Wu-Tang, of the 95-member Wu-Tang Clan. He says that dressing better could prevent police harassment and all lives matter, which is why he doesn't eat meat.
Hey, what was that little tennis player name that just got harassed by the police?
You can't ask me nothing about a name. It was a black guy. That's all I know.
It was a black guy. Yeah, James something. And the police fucking threw him in handcuffs in New York. You know, listen, RZA, I don't know if you noticed or not, but you and your little dusty clan brothers, y'all niggas known for looking dirty as fuck. And it really doesn't matter.
Let me add on that real quick. Not only looking dusty as fuck, sounding dusty. Like, your audio quality was dusty as fuck.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I mean, you actually had a brand called WooWear where you sell baggy shit. So are you telling me the same people that bought your shit, like, hey, if you buy my shit, you could get harassed by the police? Is that what you're saying, RZA? You know, where's the respectability in that? You know, the accountability in that? You know what I'm saying? You selling shit that make the police want to harass me. So if I buy a WooWear shirt or a Wu-Tang shirt, police see that, they're like, oh, he's one of them hip-hop motherfuckers. He probably got some dope on him. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. But I mean, RZA, it doesn't matter. I could be in a fucking three-piece suit looking like GQ Blue, and the police feel like pulling me over, they gonna fuck with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. Like, it doesn't matter what you have on. Your skin, you can't take that off. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. When they fuck with black people because they feel like, hey, he might be up to something.
Hey, when RZA said this, he was wearing a scarf and a suit jacket.
Yeah. That's what Hollywood money do to you, man.
Yeah, he's got his SAG card. He just sold his album for, what was it, $5
million? $2
million. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is not the same RZA. Like, he might need to start going by his government name at this point.
Yeah, just because you was in Django and you scored a couple of damn Quentin Tarantino flicks. What did that fuck that mean? You're safe? No, RZA, they'll get your ass too. They're not going to look at you and be like, oh, that's RZA. That's Bobby, whatever your real name is. They're going to fucking harass you, nigga. You don't look at you no differently, brother. So stop it.
Man, Oprah got kicked out of a store.
Thank you.
I don't even know if Oprah even has jeans.
Right. Oprah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, the person that wouldn't even let Oprah, they think she around there like brows, and they don't know this bitch worth $3 billion. They don't. She around there brows, and she like, bitch, I buy this whole fucking store. Like, I buy the whole company. What are you talking about?
Like, yes. This, I get tired of saying this, but this happens all the time. Like, yeah, you know, if we didn't wear jeans and stuff, we wore suits. Like, there's even a movement now where people are saying black men, you know, wear suits. And I'm not putting on a suit to go to 7-Eleven. I'm not. I don't know the last time I had a shirt on with a collar. Mm. Look, the way you change the stuff, and parents, you're trying to protect your kids, so you don't want them dressing this way. Look, instead of trying to tell your kids you can't do this, you can't do that, because you'll be profiled, create the job opportunity where they fit in.
Exactly.
So if your kid wants to wear a mohawk and you say that's not respectable, then you make a job where he can wear that mohawk and be respected. You don't change the way he looks. You create the kid to change the way everybody looks at him. That's what I think. That's why I don't have kids, because I can't do it.
It's okay for little Johnny and to wear dress how he wants to dress. That's okay. But little Rakim, he gotta wear some wingtip shoes, a pocket square, and have his, you know, beard cut off, no mustache and all that. For him to, man, stop it, man. That shit is not cool.
We're consistently profiled, regardless of how we look.
Regardless.
White men are shooting up theaters. There's, you know what I'm saying? They're taking over government buildings. They are the, like, if profiling was done because of people's actions, white males should be profiled the most.
Yep.
But it doesn't happen that way. We just keep policing the Browns, and you know, and the end result is that we end up taking ownership like it's our fault. And that shit is stupid, man. That shit is stupid. I agree. It's fucked up that my kid wearing a hoodie means that the cops gonna look at him. But I also know that my kid wearing a suit jacket means the cops gonna look at him. So fuck it. I'm not playing those games, bruh. I'm just not. So RZA, you're already part of Wu-Tang, so you were already semi-dead to me anyway.
Yeah.
You're also a casualty now.
Yeah.
He's done. I don't want to hear shit else about the RZA. Music, movies, I don't want to hear none of that shit. You mumble mouth motherfucker. I don't want to hear none of it. I'm glad we got that off our chest, man.
Yes. Shit.
Your boy got caught again.
Ooh.
El Chapo.
Yeah, man. The run is over, man. 6 months, 7 months, however long he was going to run, man. Countless rappers have name dropped him, named their mixtapes after him, songs, everything. Now he's back in jail, man. So niggas got to understand. If they catch El Chapo, they catch your black ass. So, you know. But before he went in, he did do an interview with the Rolling Stone and Sean Penn, which I think is fucking gangster.
But wait, who's more gangster? Is El Chapo more gangster than Sean Penn? Like, Sean Penn has met... He met El Chapo. Didn't he meet North Korea, Kim Jong-il, or some shit, too? Like,
I thought Dennis Rodman.
I feel like Sean Penn did it, too. I could be wrong. I'm giving names, so I'm probably wrong.
We're going to roll with it. Yes, it was Sean Penn.
Sean Penn has been tied to more shit. I think Sean Penn is legal. He's secretly a gangster.
Yeah. He lives in New Orleans in the Ninth Ward, man. He lives in the Ninth Ward. Like, yeah.
There you go, man. He done took that. What was it? Pony Boy? What the fuck movie was he in?
The Outsiders? No. Was he in the Outsiders?
I'm saying this, so I don't know. It's probably wrong. We should probably look that up. But he was in some jail movie, right? I remember watching this with my pops. He was in some jail movie.
Pony Boy was on the Outsiders. That's the only reason why. So it could have been. He probably was in Colors.
Well, he was definitely in Colors. But there was another movie early in his acting career.
American Me?
Nah, wasn't American Me. I'm about, you know what? We actually about to fact check. We're about to fact check. Hey, huh?
Can't stop. We can't do that, man.
We got to. Bad Boys. That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
He was in Bad Boys. It was an old ass movie. It came out like in the, you know, when Jern was, probably before Jern was born. It was like in the 80s. Prison movie. Pretty grungy, grimy. It was a Wu-Tang-ish. A little Wu-Tang-ish, the way it was shot. But Sean Penn is also involved with El Chapo getting caught. Some are saying that Sean Penn kind of set him up. I don't know if there's truth to that, but it makes the story great. So
Penn disappeared in the next 3 months. We know he was, but it was a setup. Because, I mean, come on, man. Where was you at interviewing this guy? Like, if I was El Chapo, I'd be like, nah, man. Maybe El Chapo tied up all the loose ends he needed to tie up. And he was like, okay, I can go back to jail now. You know what I'm saying? And then, because is he going to be in American jail or Mexican jail? Like, what's going on? Like, I haven't followed the El Chapo story.
I don't know, but they're saying that the reason he got caught is because the lines were tapped, basically. Old school ass police work.
Jesus Christ.
Like, how does that happen? Like, you're El Chapo. Like, you had some kind of underground tunnel that was had technology people hadn't seen before, but you got caught up on a cell phone?
He was showing out, man, recording that fucking interview, man. He never should have did that shit.
Hey, man, never. All I know is that Nappy Afro, we're not slandering El Chapo at all, or any of El Chapo's soldiers. Props to El Chapo. Yeah. We don't want no trouble. None. That's all I'm saying. You got this shit on the list. I don't really know much about it.
I just wanted to, you know, like, maybe like the dad in this situation. This is New York City. And more stuff is coming out about the story. It's all right. So
it's getting real dirty.
Yeah, it's getting real fucking dirty. Like, now I read that
let him know what we're talking about.
This story in New York, this guy, a dad was in a park with his 18-year-old daughter, and the story came out that five guys walked up on him, pointed a gun at him, told him to leave while they raped his daughter. So he left and went to a bodega to get a phone to call somebody. And that's 2016. Who doesn't have a cell phone? Sorry.
Can I jump in here real quick?
Go ahead.
As a parent, if some guys walk up and you're with your daughter with a gun and say, leave so we can rape your daughter, are you leaving?
No, you're just going to have to kill me then rape my daughter.
I'm dying that day.
Yes.
I'm fucking dying that day, bruh.
So now more details come out. It's like the two of the guys was like, yo, the dude, he was in the park getting drunk with his 18-year-old daughter. He was having sex with his daughter. And they like wanted to join in. And, you know, so...
Okay. Wait.
Now this is like I said, it went from a sad story to even sadder. Like, yo, man, like I just New York, man. Hey, that place is that second behind Chicago is two worst places I wouldn't want to live. You know what I'm saying? Like, new. Sorry, but wait. Yeah, that story right there just blew my mind. Because as a father, you're supposed to die, you know, protecting your kids. Like, especially in that situation.
Especially if you give me the option. Like, yeah. This ain't a speculation. Leave or we will kill you.
Right here.
Kill me. That's what you finna do. You finna kill me today. And we finna fight. Like, I'm not gonna sit there and wait for you to execute me. It's finna go down. But now, the story says that he was drunk. I guess this is the excuse. He was drunk and having sex with his daughter. That's what we're supposed to believe.
This motherfucker is a savage.
How, right? How many drinks does it take for you to have sex with your daughter?
Zero. Like, not, I mean, no.
Wait.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just not on my radar. Like, I just don't get it. Like, how could you? You know, that shit's sad as fuck, bro.
I don't understand. Like, this is ridiculous. This whole story is ridiculous.
I'm hoping it's made up, but it's not. You know what I'm saying?
No, it keeps going. That's the part that's fucking me up. Like, it keeps going. When I first heard it, it was just the gang rape shit. I was like, that's fucked up. And then it said the father was at the scene, but he left. And I was like, wait a minute. What the fuck happened there? And then I heard about the gun with it. And I was like, wait a minute. And then when they said that he was fucking the daughter, I was like, wait a minute.
Yes.
And then when they said that he was in on it, I was like, oh, come on, bruh. What the fuck is going on, man?
He kept morphing into something worse. And that's why I was just like, yo, like this, like, man, poor girl, man. That's all I can say, man. Like, that's got to be horrible. Like, I just.
It's going to if I'm the father and I'm the daughter, we both die in that day.
Yes.
We die in that day.
Look, I'm dead. You might be raped, but I mean, that's just what's going to happen.
No, you can't. You're going to rape a dead body because you got to fight.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I'm gonna tell her to run. I'm like, look, I'm gonna say, run, girl. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, me and the dudes gonna do handle our business. But that's just, man, that's sad, man.
So now you got to sit up here and deal with this shit. Your punk ass father. You fucked your father. I don't know, man. I don't want to talk about the story no more. I can't do it no more, man. I think we've kind of knocked everything on this list. It's time for your Keep It 100.
Oh, Keep It 100, man. How you doing, people? It's your boy, King Germ. Keep It 100 with y'all this week. It's like a two-part. Mm. First part is raw sex is really prevalent these days, man.
Wow.
And what I brought this up was I was at work the other day, you know what I'm saying? You know, I said talk to the, you know, the youth and everything, the kids at work. You know, I like hearing single guy stories, and this dude at work was just like, yo, like he just don't wear condoms. Like he raw dogs every girl he fucks, even them first nighters. And I was just like, that doesn't bother you? He's like, I mean, you know, once he said once it's in there, like they don't stop you. And so people, we gotta do better, man. We gotta protect ourselves, man, because
I need more context here. Wait a minute. So he's saying that these are one night stands. They're just going straight in.
Yeah, going straight in. Like he said, yo, you know, you start messing with the girl, you know, you eat the box or whatever, and then, you know, you just put it in there, and then, you know, a couple strokes. You know the old thing, like you stop, get a condom. You know what I'm saying? Like 9 times out of 10, girl gonna be like, no, it's already in there. Keep going. And then he said that successfully works all the time. He said he doesn't believe in condoms. These are his exact words. And I said, how many kids you got? He said, zero. I'm batting 1,000. I said, have you ever been burning anything like that? He was like, no. I said, my God, you are a unicorn, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I told him, hey, better be careful, because now he's a white guy. And he starts having sex with black girls. I said, black girls are not going to play that shit. He was like, shit, I already hit two of them. I was like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? So... Yeah,
I think it has to depend on where you're getting these girls from.
Maybe, I don't care where I'm getting them from. I'm throwing a rubber on.
Sorry. Oh, no, I don't disagree with that. What I'm saying is, I guess because most of the chicks that I was fucking with, I never had a one night stand.
So never, it's all right.
Never had a one night stand. Never.
But never met a girl on the first night and smashed.
I am a fat black dude with no game. Hell no. It doesn't all happen right. like that for me. I'm friends with these motherfuckers for months or some shit before that even gets there. There's never been a one-night stand. I've never had the opportunity to have a one-night stand in my life. But in high school, the chicks that I was messing with, I knew them, so we would get to that point, and there usually wasn't a conversation about a condom.
Yeah.
If there was a condom introduced, I'm the one getting it.
Yeah.
But I've had opportunities to smash chicks without a condom.
Have you?
No.
What? So you never experienced raw sex?
I'm married now, so of course I have now.
But we don't discuss wives on here.
In my lifetime, sure.
Oh, okay.
In high school when I first started out, nah. Like college age, it happened.
I think my first time I ain't have a condom on, man. My, like first 2-3 times it might have been raw sex, man. Dog, I did not know what to do with the condom. I thought you peed in it or something. I didn't know. Like I was just like, oh. What is this for? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think so what I'm trying to say is I think based on your relationship, you're more susceptible to having a relationship with somebody without a condom if you know the motherfucker.
Yeah.
From my experience. But I've never been in a situation where it's a one night stand, so I don't know if that reaction is different. But if it is a one night stand, we don't have to have that conversation. Condom on, nigga.
Yes. I remember smashing a chick, and, you know, like, you know, we was probably smashing for a couple months, and she, like, one day, like, you know, I had this little hookup at the little, you know, I had a whole lot of condoms, mm-hmm. and ran out of condoms, and she was like, I thought we was gonna never have raw sex. I was like, damn, like, you know, this is what it is, for the you know?
Yeah,
like, took long enough, like, damn, that's not me, but yeah, man, so raw sex is the shit. And then, second part, man. Jemele Hill and Mark Ingram kind of got into a little war of words. Not even a war of words. Like, Monday night, national championship game. Mark Ingram was standing beside Derrick Henry, who plays for Alabama. Now, Derrick Henry, like, 6'4". Mark Ingram probably, like, you know, 5'11". And everybody was, like, having jokes about how, you know, how much bigger Derrick Henry was than Mark Ingram. So, Jemele Hill off ESPN, his and hers, you know, Jemele Hill.
Right.
She said that this, like, when little brother got all the skills and all you got is, like, strong hairline. I'm paraphrasing what she said, but that's what she said. So, you know, and she was just really making a comment about the meme, not about him. You know, it's just the meme, you know right. what I'm saying? So Mark Ingram, somebody tagged him, and then Mark Ingram went in. He was like, I know the old Crip Tales from the Crip face looking girl ain't talking trash. Aww. And talking about shawty with the lace front, you know what I'm saying? Just like, So he went in, and you know, like everybody was like, oh man, he went a little too hard. No, that's the dozens. That's how it goes. Like, if you're gonna throw a joke, you gotta be able to take it back. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I was thinking somebody, you know, ESPN made it seem like she was a victim and he attacked her. You should have seen the words ESPN used. And I was just like, really? Like, y'all never been in the dust. Y'all never been Jonah with nobody before. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit goes down. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. And so I was surprised nobody caped for her. I know Michael A. Smith wasn't gonna cape for her, because you know, everybody know he's a light skin. And you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so if you're gonna, like, my key one, if you're gonna tell jokes, you better be able to take them. So you know what I'm saying? You know, like, don't get angry, like, it's all right. When we start picking on him, he gets angry, wanna, you know, threaten to quit the show, walk off like J. Anthony Brown and shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? No, it's all right. He's getting better at it, people. It's all right to get better at taking jokes.
This nigga's an asshole. Yo, like, I'm listening to the story. I didn't know nothing about this shit. I saw the picture. First of all, she's correct.
Yes.
Henry looks like a monster standing next to Mark Ingram. Like, you said he's 5'11". He looks like he's 5'6". He's really tiny next to that nigga. Like, and somehow Mel Kiper, we'll have to talk about this next show, I guess. Mel Kiper has Henry as his second running back on the list?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's number one?
Ezekiel Elliott, man.
Anyway.
Man, look, Eric Henry's 6'4", man. He's too big, man. He's too big. Like, it felt like, man, then he got too many miles on him. Nick Saban ran him in the ground this year. Man, almost 400 carries this season, man. In college. Man, that's too much.
He's not Kajana Carter, though.
Like, but he's not Eddie George either. You know what I'm saying? He's a big back. Like, you, them big boys that take a lot of hits, so his career might, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me Ezekiel Elliott, man. He's more complete back. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's
a... Give me Bettis. Give me Bo Jackson.
Yeah, those motherfuckers are big. Take Bo. His weak ass.
Wow. He had a bad hip. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, he had a bad... Look, Bo Jackson played the league 4 years. A total combined. Total of 2,500 yards.
He also played baseball for like 4 seasons.
Look. We're talking about the football Bo. We're not talking about the baseball Bo. Wow. Knows. You know, he was a better baseball player than he was, you know, in football.
I think it plays together. Like, if you playing fucking 200 games a season between football and baseball, you're liable to have some injuries. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Everybody want to throw Bo. Like, Bo was a hellified college athlete. Hellified. But his pros, I can't. I mean, you never ran for 1,000 yards, Bo Jackson. Like, I'm sorry. I can't.
I hear you. I think if he didn't play baseball, we would have saw something different. I think the baseball really fucked him up. That's a long season. You can't keep running up walls and shit and then come back and play football. But he was a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bettis was a big motherfucker. If I got a shot at taking Henry, unless I'm the Rams, I'm taking him.
It's a big... That's a lot of body to hit right there. No homo.
Hey, chances are you got somebody else on your roster that should have been playing anyway. So, you know, if you're not the Browns, pick him.
Browns need a quarterback.
Browns need a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you need to trade your pick, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And stockpile. Hey,
Browns got the number one and the number two.
Number one?
Two. They got the number two.
Who's number one?
Titans got the number one, I believe.
Oh, that's true. That is true. But you still need to trade your pick.
Yeah, I would trade down. I'd be like, yo, you take this two pick, give me your third, give me your pick in the first and second and third,
yeah,
and let's keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it moving, yeah. You need to pick. You need to figure out a way if there's a Ricky Williams trade you can make or something, because y'all need some help. But on this particular topic, like, I didn't hear when it happened, but if I'm a black male, this is me, you know, Saul being Saul, I gotta let her rock. Like, I know Jamel normally is down with the homies and shit like that, and she probably, was she upset?
Nah, she was like, you know, she ain't say nothing back, she ain't clap back, you know, of course, you know, she was answering in her mentions and shit, you know, people were like going, you know, he killed you, and, you know, it's little stuff like that, he roasted your ass, you know, little stuff, she didn't clap back. I meant to watch his and hers today to see if she was going to mention it, but I doubt she'd say nothing, because, I mean, when somebody flame your ass up like that, you don't say shit.
Sometimes it's over. Yeah, sometimes it's fucking over. Yeah,
you let it go. Like, you know, like, some people go hard, like, it's certain niggas that you joan with, like, some niggas going to be playful, but some niggas going to go for the jugular. That's why your mama pulled her bald headed ass, like, nigga going to go in, you're going to be like, goddamn, nigga.
So, I don't know, it might be social, what's going on, you know, in society. I just feel like, you gotta let her live. Like I get it, but I think that people are waiting on Jemele Hill to say something so they can take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think black men in general, these celebrities, these stars and shit, because they always clap back at Jemele. Yeah. Always, like she never gets a chance to just say some shit.
But she stay in the little, you know, the little Reef. The bean game, and you know she stay. Yes, like I said, she trying to like throw rocks and hide her hands. I mean, it's fine, but somebody clap back. It's always clap back season. You know what I'm saying? Even like what was it? Somebody said something about it after the State of the Union address. Some woman was like, Michelle Obama, how would you feel? Like, how would the poor people feel about you wearing this $2,000 dress? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, then somebody clapped back. You know, of course, Obama or Michelle not going to say nothing. Hey, by the way, I ain't going to lie. I watched the State of the Union dress the other night. But, like, this is one of them times where I was like, yo, I smashed Michelle, bro, straight
come
up.
Come on, man. You can't do that. You can't.
She was looking good as hell out there that night. Boy, I was just like, hey. I said, hey, I see. I was like, okay. It took me 7-8 years to see it, but I see it. You know what I'm saying?
You can't do that, man.
Bruh, like, she was wearing the fuck out of that dress.
But it's the wife of the president, man. You can't do that.
Listen. Look, I said, well, I bet you. Ooh, whoa. I said, I know Obama, like, this is my last State of the Union dress. I'm tearing that pussy up tonight, girl. Like, man, boy. Even Obama was swagging on their ass out there doing the State of the Union dress. He was just like, yo, people don't think I'm hard on terrorism? You better ask Bin Laden. Like, you know,
wait, so he's officially taking credit for that?
Hey, the man did a victory lap on the State of the Union address. Man, he was swagging out on them niggas. Man, you should have seen him, man. He was just like, oh. I mean, he was just going off, man. So, you know, like, Obama, he was acting real Capital B that night, man. I ain't gonna lie.
But if he's officially taking credit for that, that means that he's got to take the blame for making a new generation of terrorists. Like, those drone strikes that was taking out hospitals and homes, that's not good shit. If it happens over here, we're upset. It happens over there, and it's cool. Like, that's not a good look, bro.
I told you, we are terrorists to somebody. Like, that's, we just like we have terrorists, we are terrorists. Like, it's a country right now that's scared as fuck when they hear that they see that they got red, white, and blue.
Yep.
And like, God, those fucking Americans, they gonna kill us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's not a good look, man. I was hoping he would
don't let the motherfuckers in our country. They gonna kill us. Like,
man, that's so not a good look. That's messed up, but... It is what it is, man. It's politics. We're not going to talk to y'all about politics, man. You got your winners and losers this week?
My winner this week, it was going to be J. Cole for his 4-Hill Drive concert, but I'm going to switch to Michelle Obama for that gold dress, nigga. She had her face beat looking all like, ooh. I was just like, hey. So that's my winner this week, Michelle Obama for wearing that gold dress looking all, ooh.
Who's your loser, man?
My loser this week is going to be the officials in the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game and everybody in Clemson, South Carolina, because Clemson, you Clemsoned and you let it go. And I thought y'all was going to be the team to knock off Alabama and the evil empire, but you wasn't. And And also my other loser is anybody thought that Will Smith needed to be nominated for an Oscar for his role in Concussion. Like, that shit was like, Will Smith gave y'all the same role the last 10 years, okay? Mm. Nothing he did was special in that fucking movie. That role, it was nothing special. It was a stupid-ass accent. He was a Nigerian, and everybody know how I feel about Nigerians. And, except for Christian Okoye, shout out. and it's just, you know, like, yeah, so them all my losers this week, man.
I like it's a busy week. I already gave you my loser, St. Louis Cardinals, of course, staying crack pipe.
Cardinals? Wow, what did the Cardinals do?
Not the Cardinals, the Rams. Well, the Cardinals, hey, you know what? That was a good flub that time. The Rams and the Cardinals, because the Cardinals have missed out on every free agent prospect. We have no bats. I'll say that for baseball season because I know y'all don't care. We're really messing up this offseason. The winners.
Oh, look, y'all find a way to the playoffs. Some strange reason, y'all. Y'all still be in the playoffs.
Well,
so.
we'll make the playoffs. The problem is the bats. When we get to playoffs, we always have a problem with our bats, and we have not signed a bat, and we lost Hayward. So I don't know how this is gonna work out.
Jason Hayward.
Yeah.
He's going. Where he going to
he's
now?
He's a Cub, bruh.
He's a Cub.
He's a Cub. It's like 4 years, $184 million, something stupid.
Okay. Jason Hayward, that's the black dude, right?
Yeah, center field.
He used to play for the Braves, right?
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. Now he's going to Chicago, man.
He's Chicago, bruh. It's like $187 million. Maybe not 4 years. I think it's 5 with an option. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, And we let that go and we didn't do nothing about it. But as much as it hurts me to see St. Louis lose the Rams and all the jobs that's going to be fucked up from that. Like, y'all don't understand. 80 million people, 8 games. Not 80 million. 80,000 people, 8 games is what's possible. You got at least 200 or 300 beer man alone. Yeah. You got concession workers. You got the parking attendants. There's a lot of people unemployed now. But at the same time, I was just in LA. I was just in Inglewood. Props to Inglewood, bruh.
Name drop. Look at Saul right. Letting y'all know he's international, man. Hey, Birdman, fly anywhere, the baby. Like, goddamn. I was just in Inglewood.
This is the first time I've been in California and, like, been driving around for real. I was like, yo, all I could think of was Kendrick Lamar's album. I was like, yo, Rosecrans, nigga, he talked about Rosecrans.
Look at him.
I was like, yo, shit. But that's going to be a big thing for, you know, the city. It's good for L.A., man. I'm not happy about it, but it's good for L.A.
L.A. already has, they got the Lakers, they got the Clippers, they got everything. They got Hollywood, they got Kendrick Lamar, they got Dr. Dre, they got Straight Outta Compton. What else do they need? They got
Inglewood, bro. It's still going to be more people working.
Inglewood, that's where the Lakers at.
It's going to be more people working. You add another stadium, you add a $1.8 billion stadium, somebody's getting paid.
For them not to support the team, everybody know LA doesn't support football teams when they do bad. So if you bring in two, this is no shot at you, sorry, right? You bring in two garbage teams in town, they're not gonna support them teams either. They're gonna leave again. Like, you know
only,
what I'm saying? Like,
not only is it two teams, it might be three.
See what I'm saying? Like, why do they need that many teams in LA? Like, I don't get it. Like, the team in LA is the USC Trojans, okay? And the UCLA Bruins. Them the two football teams y'all got. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you going to bring an NFL team that y'all not going to support? Because nobody from L.A. is from L.A. Like, so everybody's from somewhere else. And you know what I'm saying? They only want to go to the game. Like, it's too nice in L.A. to go to a football game. Like, I could be down at the pier. I could be in San Bernardino. I could be you know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that. Like, watch. It's all right. It's 2016. I bet you the football team be going in 10 years.
I'm wondering how, like, there's got to be a contract or something. For that stadium that they're building, there's got to be something. Kroenke's got to have some kind of plan that's going to keep them there.
These motherfuckers don't give a fuck, man. They gonna, man, listen. Hey, they'll pay the $50 million replacement fee or whatever it is. They'll pay it. They'll be like, yo, fuck it.
Hey, I don't disagree with you. I think you're going to have a hard time, even with 16 home games in L.A. 16 home football games. The traffic is terrible. Your fans, you got two teams that don't have fandom like that. Like, I think they would have been better moving the Raiders. Then it would have been moving the Rams and the Chargers. I think Raiders fans travel better than the Rams or the Chargers.
You really don't want the Raider fans traveling too much. You know, those rowdy motherfuckers.
I don't disagree, bro. Like, somebody even said that, hey, maybe the Raiders end up in St. Louis. I said, please don't do that. Like, you think the black hole was bad before. Take it to St. Louis, bro.
Like, nope. Real nigga get shot up in that motherfucker.
We might have the first stadium that has a jail cell.
Yes,
in the
sir.
Stadium, bro. Like, it'd be City Hall in the football game. But, you know, for having this stadium, man, they're going to build it out. It's supposed to be bigger than Jerry's World. You're going to have all this other shit going on. It's good for the city, for the workers. So, I don't know what it's going to do for traffic, because, nigga, L.A. traffic.
Oh, my God.
Like, Atlanta traffic is really bad.
Is it the 5 or some shit?
The 405?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so their roads are like 6 lanes wide.
Yeah,
all
so
of them.
Like, how big, like, the highway is fucking ridiculous.
6 lanes with an HOV, bro, and all of it was backed up.
Wow.
See, all of it. Mm-mm. So I don't know how they're gonna make that happen. Cause, and all the roads are trash because they never get time to fix them.
You can't fix them.
It's too many people. Yeah, it's too many people. So you saw the picture I posted on either on Facebook or Snapchat. The whole street was blocked off.
Yes.
I was like, what are you? How are you supposed to do this? So now you're gonna add a stadium in Inglewood. In 3 years, you're not going to be able to add enough roads. I don't know how that shit's going to work, but props to them, man. I'm happy to see the people happy. I still haven't figured out what I'm going to do. I'm still sad about that shit, but you know it is what it is. I don't have any other winners or losers. That's all I got. You want to give my shout-out so we can get up out of here, bro?
Man, shout-out to the nation, man. Shout-out to us. Yo, sister, she's out of the hospital now.
Hey, that's what's up.
Chrissy, man. She out.
She was almost dead, man.
Hey, man, she was in the hospital for like 3 weeks or some shit like that. And pneumonia in the truck. I had pneumonia like twice in my life, so I know what she was going through.
But she had pneumonia with respiratory failure, bro.
That's what I had. I had a collapse, something. It said, I was like third grade. I was out of school for like a month, man.
You had a rough childhood, bro.
I mean, I was that nigga.
Damn.
Yeah, but, you know, Shout out to everybody listening to the show, Ruth, myself, RT3, forgot about him last week. Dr. Racer, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, MJ Money 9S, Short T, everybody that's on staff, Dub, Keeson, Wee.
Come on, man. We said we was gonna, come on, keep going. We said we was gonna get it right this week. Come on, man. We supposed to get it right this week.
I named like three.
We gotta do better than that, man.
Davila. I think Davila and Keith are the same person. It might not be. I don't know. But yeah, man. Oh yeah. Also, shout out to my neighbor across the street who still got their Christmas shit up. I'm looking at it right now.
Is this the crazy neighbor?
No. Oh, okay. Crazy neighbor, nah, man. Hey, I told you he ran up on my homeboy like a couple weeks ago, man. I almost got down, set it off. I almost damn near his ass. And I said, look, man, you need to go home, man. I told him, I said, you can't be running up on my company and stuff. I said, this is ridiculous, man. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And he was just sitting outside looking real stupid. And then I just shut the door in his fucking face. But yeah, that's it, man. You know, that's all my shout outs, man. Anybody else I miss, blame it on my head, not my heart. Because, you know, I love all y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I had the whole list so we know who's.
Yeah, I'm getting a petition started so I can be on one of the wrestling shows. You know what I'm saying? At least I want to have a segment on every wrestling show where y'all ask me a question about something that's going on in wrestling. And since I don't watch, I know nothing. It'd be hilarious.
So what's the point, bro?
That's the point.
Oh, like, okay. Oh.
I'm on the show every week, like, hey, did you see the Sheamus versus Roman Reigns ten way death way match this week? I'm saying no. And y'all say, oh, okay, well, all right.
And that's it?
Yes.
We can record all of those right now. Like after the show we we can record at least 52 of those right now. We forgot one winner this week.
Who was that?
Bill Cosby.
Why is he a winner? He's never a winner in my book.
He's not going to jail.
They dropped two of the charges, not all of them, was it?
Yeah, he was only being charged for two. Those are the two he was going to court for. They're not going to press charges. So he's free again. Mm. Did that make him a winner?
Hey, man. No, he's not making it. You know who is a winner? Me. You know why I'm a winner? Because I'm going to name everybody on the fro. It's Architect, B-Eazy, Calvin, Chris Russ, Cornell the Great, Dub, GQ Blue, H2O, Blaskiat, PTZ, Saul Wright, Short T, whoever Andre Early is,
Davila,
John Morgan, K Real, Keeson Brown, Cloves, Matthew Lusaka, Omar Guetta, and Portia Portis. Wait, that's all, yeah.
That sounds like some people that haven't written shit.
And JT, whoever JT is, man.
I think you're just reading the artist column. Like, those.
I read an email. I got an email.
I
email. So, you know.
I think that's all the people. But yeah, man. You know, we got another episode in for y'all. Episode 191 is in the books. We will holler at y'all next time.
Lupe Fiasco, man. Retiring from rap. You know what I'm saying? About time. He's putting out some garbage music. And so yeah, he's done.
Like, recently retired? Because I thought he retired at least 5 years ago.
No, he retired like... he just announced it or something. This is his last album or some shit like that, or his next album, his last album or something like that. He's hanging it up. So I had to put that in there. BZ just texted me and said, make sure you mention Lupe Fiasco retiring. Like, what does that matter? You know, we don't talk about quitters on the Frocast.
When did Lasers come out?
Losers came out about 2013, 12, something like that.
So he's been retired since before that album.
But yeah, that album came out last year. Remember the Sue Soul Youth or something like that?
Come on, bruh. He's been retired for a while.
Bruh, he just put out an album last year, so alright. It was pretty good. So they say. I ain't listened to it.
Why Kim also just put out an album? He's still retired in the 90s.
Whoa.
He retired in the 90s. Lupe has been retired. I don't care when that album came out. He's been retired.
Lasers came out 2011.
Okay. Food and Liquor 2 came out in 12.
Suso or Tetsu, I don't know how to say it. It's T-E-T-S-U-O.
Came out last year.
And Youth, yeah, that's 2015. Lasers, 2011. Food and Liquor, 2006. The Cool, 2007.
That was his last album. That's when he retired.
Food and Liquor 2012.
Yeah. No. 2007, The Cool is when he retired.
But that was like, damn. So you didn't like Lasers? I like that mixtape you put out, Enemy of the State. I did like that shit. I did
The Cool, 2007 is where Lupe... Hey, speaking of people who put out albums, your boy Freeway put out an album.
Who?
Freeway.
Talking about the nigga with the beard?
Yeah, the nigga who has kidney disease put out an album.
Oh, man.
See, it's a little different. It's a little different.
You saved him, so, right? You saved him by saying he had kidney disease.
He was about to go in. I know. I had to
go in, nigga. Damn, but
he got kidney disease, man. He's rapping. You know what
I'm saying? I seen something the other day. Broke my heart, so, right, man. I watched a video. They were showing, like, Jay Dilla in his final performance or some shit like that. Man, that shit like that was heartbreaking, bro. And I was just like, yo, like... You know, I ain't know much about Jay Dilla. You know what I'm saying? People say, you know about Jay Dilla. You just don't... Da, da, da. But that shit right there, like, first of all, he was in a wheelchair. And, like, I don't know where he was, but he was, like, in a jacket and a sweater. And it like it was hot.
He was looking like Fife Dawg. Last time we saw Fife Dawg on stage, he was like, holy shit, bruh. It don't look good.
That shit was sad, bro. I was just like, man, like, yo, man, look, if I'm going out like that, man, I'm not recording more Frocast. Sorry, don't have me on the Frocast trying to, well, we got germs here, man. Nah, man, I'm not. So Frocast 782, you know, my health failing. Just let me walk away, man.
This is, you know, it's interesting we got here because this is what I was talking about. So I was in L.A. visiting my stepfather. And he's an assisted living old people home. And I'm looking, I'm like, this whole place just feels like fail.
Dog, it smells like fail. Like, we walk in, it's just that little smell of the old folks' home. Like, man, when I went to see my grandmother, I was just like, oh, my God, man. That shit was like, it broke me down because I was just like, I wish you couldn't be in here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Damn.
That's what I told her. I said, if I get to this point, because these people can't do shit. Like, all they doing is they're in wheelchairs. They rolling around. Staff is ignoring them, feeding them shitty food. Like, nigga, there's no reason for you to be serving me a grilled cheese sandwich and green beans. That shit don't go together.
Bruh. Like, this whole, like, the old place. People in there, like, when I was in there seeing my grandmother, some old woman, she was talking to, like, I felt, she was talking to me. She was like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, and this is Nan. And she was like, oh, I was just like, lady, quit touching me. Like, you know what I'm saying? You smell geriatric. Like, stop. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But did she actually know you?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, see, man, it's just... It was a lady there. She was sitting at the doorway, and she said hi to us. We came every day. We were there. We went 3 days in a row. And she's sitting there, old lady with, you know, she got a King Germ mustache. And she had, and she had a crown on and a name tag that said Princess. Princess ain't got no visitors because she just sat there for 3 days.
Bruh, they probably left her there, bruh. Like, man. That shit, man. That's why I said that shit is heartbreaking, bruh. So, man, look. I already told, man, when I told my kids, man, yo, don't you put me in one of these motherfucking houses, nigga. Like, y'all can just leave me where I'm at, nigga. Like, you know, I'd rather just, you know, waste away in the house. Like, you know, don't put me in one of these little sister living things, man. I'm sorry, man. If you don't want to deal with me, fine, but don't put me in one of these, man. Like, please don't do this to me.
That shit's rough, man. The dude that's sharing the room with my father-in-law, his ass sitting there, he ain't got no pants on, just diaper. He got a diaper. He can't really sit up and shit, and he kept dropping shit. And I think he was dropping it because we were there and he was getting some attention.
Yes.
So I was like, damn, like, I get it, bro, but I'm not here for you. Quit throwing this shit off the bed. Yeah. Man, I can't.
Yeah, my granddad had one time, man, and his other man, can he cut me up too? Man, get the fuck on, man. Like,
can't do it, man. I think that's what I'm going to do when I get my will together. I'm just going to put a cutoff age. Yeah. Like, I get to 83, just end it. If I'm 83 and I'm still mobile and shit, hey, let's just call it, you know, I had a good life. Let's just end it.
Take me to the beach and just let me go.
Just let me go, bruh.
Yeah, just take me to the beach, drop me off, you know what I'm saying? Don't give me no clothes and nothing. Just let me just roam the beach for the rest of my days, bruh.
When I get tired, I can get in the water and let the shark, you know what I'm saying? I don't have me in no home, bruh. This shit is terrible.
I want to go out on my own accord, man. Like, I'd rather die in my sleep. If I could choose my way of dying, I want to die in my sleep. You know, I just want to go to bed one night, not wake up no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be in no pain or nothing like that shit.
I mean, you can go buy some aspirin to make that happen. I can
kill myself, so all right.
I'm just saying, if these are my choices, bro, I gotta go out that way.
I'm talking about when I get old. That's how I want to go out. I mean, goddamn, so all right, so I can go. My wife is a fucking pharmacist. I'm pretty sure she got something in a bottle right now that can kill me. But I mean,
if it comes down to the choices, like, yo, we can't take care of you. You need to go. Maybe that's why I need to have kids.
So I'm going on the suicide roller coaster. Fuck that. That's how I'm going.
That is true. Let's get that. Like, why ain't Kroenke build that? You build the stadium, build the roller coaster right next to the stadium.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I can't do that, man. Can you imagine, like, being outside of surgery? I haven't had any major surgery. The idea of needing somebody to help you wipe your ass.
Bruh. That shit is very humbling.
That's so depressing, bro.
That's very humbling. I'm just gonna let you know that. When you just sit there,
damn, like, you had to do that.
I told you I had to get one of my balls removed when I was like 15. So all right.
Damn.
So that shit was just like I couldn't do shit. Like I couldn't like the first couple days after surgery, man, one of my nuts was the size of a fucking. That shit was huge, bro. Like it was just like yo, and the swelling. Oh my god, I was like bedridden for like a whole week, bro. I couldn't get up. I couldn't do nothing.
You had to have a catheter?
No, I had one little pan.
You had a pan, okay.
Yeah, because it was just like, I couldn't move, man. And it was just like, man, I was in the bed for a whole week. Man, oh, man, this shit was horrible.
Man, I don't, you know, we done rambled like a motherfucker. We out of here, man. We'll talk about the rest of this shit after the show.
All right, look, one more thing. Boy, like, you know, it's real humbling when you get one of them little pimples on your ass and you got to ask somebody to pop that shit. Like, this shit's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, at least it was pimple and not a cyst.
I didn't see it. It was on my ass, but I know when it popped, it was blood everywhere, nigga. So it
I have a family member who had a cyst on her ass.
Yes, and man. That and you get one of the bumps right by your asshole, and that shit is fucking disgusting, man. Hey, yeah.
She had like it was like a dime sized hole when they got done taking. Yeah, she was fucked. Like they had to. She had to. So after they fucked with it, she had to go to the hospital to actually get it, you know, taken care of for real. And they had to sew her up and pack it and whole nine. So yeah, I don't want the problems, man. So anyway, man, we out of this place, man. This is another episode of the Frocast with your boy Saul Wright, aka Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting. Period. We holler at y'all next time on another episode. We out. Peace.
What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is nappyafro.com.
Nappyafro.com.